Have you ever known one of those cool cats? A cat that lives nowhere in particular and is cared for by everyone they meet? That is the life led by one Hoover the Cat, a 12 to 13-year-old feline who calls the town of Oriental, North Carolina, home. He's a portly fellow, a classic orange tabby, and he spends his days sleeping at the local marina, visiting customers at the local cafe, or catching some sun rays on the backs of boats.
He got tossed in the street, a woman passed away, and we sort of started feeding him, and he adopted us.
That's Amy Dish, a self-described jack-of-all-trades and master of none at the Oriental Marina and Inn. She's one of Hoover's primary caretakers, although not in any official capacity. During the cat's 7 years at the marina, Hoover has seen his fair share of drama, according to Dish.
He's missing an eye. He lost an eye to a blue jay, and they got in a fight, and he ate the blue jay, but the blue jay got his eye. We tried to save it, but it didn't work out.
However, the spiciest drama came last December when Hoover vanished.
It was about a week when the people started saying, "Have you seen him?" And then that drug into 2 weeks.
Dish said Hoover's holiday absence cast a dark shadow over what otherwise would have been a festive period.
I refused to give in and say that he was gone. So the bowl sat in the office empty, and then New Year's, and I'm cleaning the office thinking I should put up the cat bowls. He's probably not coming back. I'd gone home to get coffee and came back, and I saw animal control, and that's when we found out that he had been found. And thank God for a chip.
After a brief mix-up in which Hoover's chip came back registered to a dog, he was correctly identified. Only he was nowhere near Oriental. He had somehow ended up all the way at the Orange County Animal Shelter.
He was brought in as a stray. He came from here in Chapel Hill, and someone found him on the road. So other than being just a little dehydrated, he seemed perfectly fine.
That's Tennille Fox, communication specialist for Orange County Animal Services. While she said they don't know exactly how Hoover made it all the way to the Piedmont, they can make a pretty solid guess.
The theory that I've heard the most is that he curled up on a trailer or a boat, or maybe, somewhere in a car where someone wasn't paying attention, like an open spot. But in any case, he made it all the way here, and he made it safely, so that's good. And then he made it back safely, so we're proud of that.
She said Hoover's story highlights the importance of both getting pets microchipped and checking to see whether animals that you find have one.
Every animal that's adopted out of our shelter has a microchip. I think more pets have microchips now than ever before. So if you find stray pets, rather than, taking them to a shelter right away, maybe try to get that scanned and see what's up. That happened to me. I had a pet end up at my house, and I was able to call the microchip company and get that pet home. They came to pick him up.
After Hoover was driven back by a friend of hers, Dish said the community of Oriental was so excited they just had to celebrate.
We threw a townwide party, and we got 25 pounds of shrimp for appetizers and had musicians. It was a good time.
Did Hoover get any of the shrimp?
Yes, he did. He got about 5 shrimps.
As for Hoover himself, Dish said based on his recent behavior, it's hard to tell he ever even disappeared.
Oh, he's never left. He walks around like he owns the place. He's spoiled rotten.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.